Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John at the station for hosting and working to make this show happen. John, thanks a lot. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, good. And Mike, we've got Mike Denslow from Wells Fargo here. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. This is going to be a fun show.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, folks, we're just going to roll right into it today. We're working on a little bit of a different format. We have a real special segment planned for today. We're going to be talking today to, from his market in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we're going to have with us today Steve David. Now, a lot of our Tri-Cityans and our listeners are probably going to know Steve as the hydro driver for Obergo.
Absolutely, yeah. That, I thought it was a perfect guest for our show. We do real estate and a little bit of hydroplane updates. So, Steve, how you doing in Florida?
Hey, doing great, Lance. It's good to be with you this morning and with my good friend Denslow.
Now, Steve, one thing that a lot of our listeners don't know and why it was a great segue for us, me being in real estate and running a team here, is I was looking at your bio here, and pretty impressive when Mike told me about your background. Said that you started in the real estate business back in 74 and was a top-selling agent with Century 21. But then you went on to be in the 90s. You were the president of the Fort Lauderdale Association of Realtors and then on to serve as a director with the Florida Association of Realtors. So you kind of have a long-standing real estate history. Tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate.
Sure. It's my mom and dad were commercial brokers, and it seemed like a natural way to go. My brothers and sisters all went into law and medicine, but I really liked the transactional nature of real estate. So, hence joined Century 21, and then in 97, we went independent, and we've been blessed with some good fortune, and now we're 156th largest brokerage firm in the United States with about 2,800 closed transactions last year. So it's really been an exciting trajectory, but it wouldn't happen without, good folks like the people at Wells Fargo and guys like Mitt Denslow out on the street that help our customers, because almost 40% of our customers have to get mortgages.
Right. It still comes down to the money, doesn't it?
It really does. We're somewhat in a cash market because of our proximity to Venezuela and Brazil, but still almost virtually every American buyer needs a mortgage, and that's where having a mortgage banker, mortgage broker, particularly one that works for a lender in this, this new financial world, is so critical. As you know, Lance, in your own business, because not everybody is necessarily an A-tier borrower, and so the mortgage broker's really got to go to work to get them the best deal possible.
Well, I'm glad to see that the same things that happen in Tri-Cities happen in Florida, because you're exactly right. I mean, we really kind of put Mike through the ringer sometimes, and the documentation required now to get people loans and mortgages is, I would say triple what it was, 3 or 4 years ago. So it definitely makes it more challenging. Without somebody like Mike on the other side of it, you'd kind of be dead in the water.
Yeah, and I think particularly when you have a relationship with a major national lender instead of just a broker where you're trying to shop the loans, Mike's got the ability, to actually deal direct with the house. And that's a huge difference, I think, between just a regular mortgage broker.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about the market, the Fort Lauderdale market. You mentioned you guys have a lot of foreign buyers down there. What else can we know here about your market that's different?
Well, I think yours is really between job-driven and then folks moving, from the Seattle market into the wonderful weather you have in the Tri-Cities seem to be kind of your markets. Ours is both international, job-driven, vacation, retirement, you name it. We tend to do real well here when, unfortunately, dictators take over foreign countries. When Chavez moved into Venezuela, we did terrific. And when Fidel Castro overthrew Bautista, that's really what brought Miami back. So as long as we have a great dictator every 3 or 4 years, we're going to do great here.
That is not something that I have ever mentioned on this radio show. So I appreciate a new perspective for sure.
Well, you have Matt Watkins, and I know he's not a dictator. He's a great mayor. So you'll grow for other reasons.
Oh, that is absolutely fabulous. I love it. How has that market, other than the dictators, one thing we haven't experienced is, you know, what's the most drastic change you've seen in the last 3 years in your market there?
Well, the folks that really should have stayed renters bought and shouldn't have, they were so highly leveraged, and they went in with you know, loans that were either interest-only or negative amortizing and had no idea, nor the education, or people like Mike to explain to them what's going to happen at the reset. So that's really what brought our huge foreclosure inventory. Up until this year, foreclosure and short sales represented almost 70% of our market. Now it's down to about 30% of the market, and thankfully shrinking. You know, and there again, the difference is a guy like Mike's going to tell you the truth. If you're going to borrow on an adjusting rate mortgage, he's going to tell you worst case scenario. That didn't happen here. It was just too easy to get a mortgage broker's license. And also, Lance, they didn't have real estate experts like yourself to tell the customer that, you know, if this home doesn't go up in value, you're not going to be able to refinance it out. So really it's a combination of folks like you, Lance, as the agent telling them the truth, and Denslow telling them the truth about the mortgage. And we would not have had our problems, I think, if we had those kind of folks as the majority in our marketplace.
Wow, that's really interesting. I sat down with some folks this week and had to kind of give them the same speech about, we were talking about valuations and days on the market on a house, and I really had to get with them and say, you know, it's not going to do me any good to tell you that the price is, you know, $60,000 higher than I think it does when 100 days from now you're wondering why your house has been on the market too long and getting stale.
Yeah, you know, I think people look at us as salespeople thinking, well, you only make money, you know, when you sell, so make a commission. But the truth is that to build a long-term career like you've done, Lance, it requires absolute integrity with your customers. And sometimes that means you got to tell them, you know, I can't get you what you want. We're either going to have to wait or you'll need to go with another agent. But long-term, that truth really, I think, serves the customer much better.
Yeah, I really have to agree with you. I think it's a very honest approach, so I can appreciate that perspective. What do you see in the next couple of years in your market? Obviously, you said the foreclosure market has been shrinking down to 30% or so of your market. What do you see happening in the next couple of years in a market like yours?
Well, interestingly, we're actually seeing a shortage of legitimate arm's-length opportunities because, as with the stock market, the smart money is the first one out and the first one in, so our market's flooded with investor money. And so those opportunities are going to the people with cash. So we have definitely hit bottom. We haven't seen a turnaround in appreciation yet, but once this inventory, because we're only down now to about a 85-day inventory, we get down to 30-day inventory, then you're going to get into pressure buying, and we'll start seeing our prices rise again. Not like we had in the mid-80s. I mean, we were experiencing literally 50 to 100% price increases year over year. So I don't think we'll see that, but we'll certainly be back to where those that are mildly upside down will at least feel comfortable that their home is worth what their mortgage balance is.
Well, that's a good point to get back to, and that's a really good perspective to hear. So, and like you said, and I've always defined less than a 6-month supply of homes, you're almost getting back to, the prices might not be there, but you're almost getting back to a little bit of a seller's market, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. We are. And the, you know, it took a while for the sellers to adjust to being in a buyer's market, and now it's taking that same amount of time for buyers to realize that they can't go around making a lot of low-ball offers because they're simply going to lose out. We represent a number of banks in the REO sales, including Bank of America and TAS REO, which is part of Wells Fargo. We're getting an average of 15 to 18 offers on the first minute of properties on the market that's an REO. And then it goes to something called highest and best,
yep,
which is all of those bidders have even got to bid up the price. So virtually every single REO listing is selling well above list price. That's a, you know, pretty leading indicator that we're definitely getting back into times where confidence rules the day.
Yeah, I would say 15 offers on a property. I don't think I am trying to think. I think I saw 9 or 10 in the Tri-Cities at one time, but I don't think 15. So that is really exciting. That's good news. Now, from an agent's perspective and people at your company, I guess I got to ask you, it's kind of an overriding principle among top performers and agents, but how did your best agents make it through a different market? I know you've coached people and coached real estate professionals, but what's the difference for your agents that thrive through that market and then are still here for their customers 5 years later when a lot of people washed out of the business?
Great question, Lance. I think what I'm going to say holds true for any industry where sales is involved. That while technology has become a strong player in real estate, you know, what with Facebook and Twitter and Realtor.com, Zillow, et cetera, getting back to making the phone calls, shaking hands, meeting people door-to-door, you know, telephones, the basics, aggressively going after the basics, and then identifying your target markets and going after that target market, that required confidence because you had to spend money at a time where you weren't certain the deal was going to happen. But those kind of folks really excelled and now have larger market share. And those that were relying on technology alone, you know, waiting for the leads to come in, those are the ones that are no longer in the real estate business.
That's a real interesting perspective. And, you know, I sometimes feel like, and maybe that's just my perspective, but I tell people that a lot of times Tri-Cities feels like the biggest, smallest town I've ever been in, meaning you have to talk to people and have those relationships and make those phone calls.
You do, and that's where I think the reason a guy like you, Lance, does well and Mike does well is while it's a big town, it's a small town, and, you know, you make one customer happy, they'll tell a few friends, you check one off, and you got Richland, Pasco, and, you know.
I know what you mean for sure, so... Okay, so let's go switch gears a little bit here, too, because Mike's chomping at the bit here. You know, he likes to talk about real estate and mortgages, but he also likes to talk about hydros. So, hey, I guess for a little background, I mean, we got to say real estate success to hydro racing. Talk about that transition and how you managed to do both.
You know, I think if you're driven in anything that you do, you're going to excel, and you just have to use that same energy and that same ambition to overcome whatever obstacles there are and give it your best. And, you know, to Mike's credit, not only is he an outstanding lender with Wells Fargo, but the guy has chaired the Tri-Cities event. And I think sometimes local folks don't realize how significant that race is at Tri-Cities. It's huge. On our circuit, it absolutely is one of the biggest. I mean, you literally are drawing out a number that's equal to 50% of the entire population of the Richland, Pasco, Kennewick, you know, cities for that race. So Mike's put together teams, put together people, herded volunteers, and made that happen. So I give him and all the volunteers just a huge attaboy for excelling at putting on truly a world-class event.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that. I know the community enjoys it. I know our family's enjoyed it for years, and it really is a unique event. There's really nothing like it, and to see it happen and utilize our rivers and our community every year, it's a phenomenal experience.
You know, when we go along the shores there and you see the kids and their enthusiasm, I mean, third generation, you know, fans watching, and you also got to give an attaboy to Lamb Weston for their commitment to your region and supporting the race these years, too. It really is a community event. And while obviously you got a lot of people from out of town, the city's really supportive. And I know a few races where I feel more comfortable and more at home than I do. And I'd also have to add, though, that no one consumes as much alcohol as you guys do.
Wow. That is classic for sure. Well, I gotta ask a little bit about, so other than the hydro racing, and I mean that's gotta consume a significant portion of your time. What is your focus nowadays with your companies and what are you doing? What does a day look like for Steve?
Yeah, it's more on the leading side now. I've got some wonderful managers that run our seven offices, and we have grown both organically and by acquiring other companies. And so that's, you know, really what the majority of my job is out acquiring very good competitors and selling offices when, you know, the multiples look real good for us. We just, in fact, divested one of our offices in Port St. Lucie because we had a wonderful offer. So it's really growing the company is about a third of my time managing my own portfolio. We've been blessed to acquire a significant rental portfolio here that's doing real well. And then boating, you know, not just racing, but pleasure boating. I've been a boater since I was a kid, so we try to once a month get over to the Bahamas in our boat. In fact, we just got back yesterday with a wonderful vacation over in Bimini. So it's, I pinch myself thinking this can't be real because I'm having way too much fun.
Well, that is a great perspective. Mike, jump in here.
Well, I was just thinking about the upcoming season. We've talked about business a lot, so let's talk about some boat racing that's going to be coming up here starting in July with Madison and then the Gold Cup in Detroit. You think you're going to go to it this year, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. The team has reassured me that we're definitely set on win. We've got new engines, new propellers, gear ratios. So it probably is going to get down to, you know, six extremely competitive boats and another six that will also be there. And then, you know, probably once again, the Qatar-sponsored boat and the Alberto, I think, will be the two lead boats. But, boy, we're not going to be leading by much. I mean, this is absolutely the most competitive field of Unlimited that the folks in the Tri-Cities will ever see.
Yeah, I heard some smack talking at the annual event here a few months ago between you and the Elstrom team, and it sounds like you guys are gunning for each other. It's going to be a fun year.
Well, if they get out of rehab in time, it'll be fun.
Oh, wow. Never a dull moment around your offices, I'm sure.
No. You know, we look at it a little different, too, that it's kind of like the United Nations. And this race, it's United States versus Qatar. So you know where your loyalties have got to be.
Yeah. That is absolutely great. So, people look at amazing things and amazing feats. I think I read an article this week that I think a 73-year-old lady had scaled Mount Everest this week or last week. And so I guess I got to ask, is the headline going to be 73-year-old Steve wins the Hydro Circuit 15 years from now?
Well, I dated that 73-year-old in sixth grade.
Okay. I got it. So how do you stay in shape for a season like that? You're a busy guy. You do a lot of stuff physically.
Yeah.
How do you stay in shape for that?
We, my wife was kind enough to create an in-house gym for me, so I'm on a rowing machine every day, literally. Also, she's younger, but we won't go there. Well, Denzo can tell you about that. No, I'm on a rowing machine an hour a day, and then weight training as well every day, and cardio. So I'm constantly working out, and that's my, kind of 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock stuff in the evening.
Well, I spent a lot of time on an ergometer in a previously life rowing myself, so I know what an hour is like on that, so kudos to you for making that happen, for sure.
Yeah, if I didn't have an automatic beer dispenser, I wouldn't be able to last that long.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on we have to take a hard break here, and I know that you go to conventions and you speak all across the United States, both about hydros and real estate, so I can't say enough how much I appreciate you coming on, talking to our listeners, and giving us the opportunity to get some of your advice. With your permission, when I come back from break, I noticed on your blog you had 12 action steps from Steve David to make 2012 your best year ever. So when I wrap up my show, with your permission from that blog information, I'd like to use that in my second segment.
Please do. It's been fun talking to people around the country and trying to help people, get what they want out of life. So anything that we can share that will lift others, I'm delighted to do it. And just like all your listeners to know that, you, Lance, and Mike Denslow are really kind of the rarities in our business because you do it right, you do it well, you're straightforward, you're honest with people. And so if they've got a need to get a mortgage or buy real estate, I sure hope that they'll call you, Lance, at your group and give Mike Denslow a chance to get them a mortgage because they will be very well served.
Well, we appreciate that and appreciate you coming on and hope to see you in a couple months here. And I'll let Mike wrap up.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. And, yeah, we'll see you here in, wow, seems like less than 2 months. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. Look forward to seeing you guys. Take care.
Take care. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.
What a great interview with Steve David. Just fabulous to have him on the phone here. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble about two or three of the things he said. But just to hear his real estate knowledge and talk to a world-class champion, not only in real estate, but hydro racing, and I can imagine anything he sets his mind to. So great perspective on real estate. When we come back after the break, we're going to have 12 action steps from Steve David's blog to finish off 2012 to make it your best year ever.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking with Oboy Alberto Hydro driver Steve David and talking about Fort Lauderdale Real Estate, the companies he runs, and kind of getting his perspective on what it takes to run 7 real estate offices in that market, invest in the Florida real estate market, and then drive a hydro boat to a championship series year after year. So phenomenal interview and great perspective on real estate, some things I have never thought of before. And, you know, interesting to hear about dictators and their effect on his real estate market.
Yeah.
But just what a great time and a great show this weekend. But in the midst of all that, kind of breaking it down to some core attributes that make him successful there that also relate to being successful in the Tri-Cities market, and kind of finding those commonalities and how you can utilize that experience in this market. Some of the best things we've learned over the years has been networking with agents and people like Steve to see what is working in those markets and then bringing those ideas to our market so that we can help our consumers here. So we're constantly monitoring that, networking with these individuals to do real estate in other states across the country so that we can stay on top of that stuff. And today's show was a great reflection of that. Well, Mike, give us a little update before I hit the 12 action steps from Steve David to make the rest of our year the best ever. Give us a little highlight on mortgages. I continue to see some phenomenal rates, some stuff I don't believe. And just let us know what's going on in your world.
Yeah, the term historically low rates keeps getting new every week because we've seen those drops. So I would just say if you've ever thought about refinancing, give me a call. If you're thinking about buying, your dollar is never going to go further than it is right now. My direct line at work is 736-2621, cell numbers 531-9507. I know we've taken up a lot of time with that first segment, so I'll let you get to those other pieces, and let's go from there.
Yeah, the two buyers that I helped this week as we were writing the contract, and they asked me, what do you think about what we're doing right now? And I said, I wish I was you at your age. They were in my aspect relatively younger, I think 22 or 23. And I said, you have an amazing opportunity in front of you, and I hope to be the one that tells you how good it is right now and how excited I am for you. And that's exactly what I said to my buyers this week as we wrote up contracts and really just couldn't be happier for them, knowing what I know now and going through those rates and the markets and the ups and downs and building equity and property. I just shook my head and said, congratulations, because you are doing a phenomenal thing. So a lot of fun. 12 action steps from Steve David, our guest in our first segment, to make 2012 your best year ever. So we're talking about a national champion hydroplane driver many years over. We're talking about a super successful business owner in the state of Florida. And how does it happen? Well, here's what he is doing in 2012 that we can learn from. Number one, acknowledge that you cannot do anything sitting on your rear end. he just doesn't sugarcoat. And that's what I love about it. There's going to be no sugarcoating in these 12 action steps. So acknowledge that you cannot do anything sitting on your rear end. Number two, he says, get rid of your baggage. Whoever or whatever is bothering you needs to be jettisoned. I do like his boating references also in here. Either forgive them or forget them. He's moving on. Number three is make a commitment to make something positive happen every day. No matter how bad the day is, no matter what's going on, he says make a commitment to make something positive happen every day. Number four, refuse to be complacent. If you're not being productive, get productive or quit. There's no in between. Like I said, there's not much of a sugarcoater, so I appreciate that. Number five is fix your problems yourself. Don't look outside of you in the human sense for the cure to your lack of productivity. Go ahead and make those changes. Fix your problems yourself. Number six is quit worrying. Most of what you worry about will never happen, and the balance that does you can't do much about. So our sense of control might be less than we think it is. And that's
control freaks pay attention.
Generally true. Number seven, he says, what everyone else does is irrelevant. Become your own standard of excellence. You're all you need to be better than you are. So develop your own standard of excellence. Number eight, rejoice in problems. You wouldn't have a job if there weren't any. Meaning that you are usually solving a problem for somebody else with what you are doing. Number nine, do something every day you didn't think you could. You know, make an extra phone call. Talk to somebody that you normally wouldn't have. Even if it's telling someone you love them and you've been scared to do so, he says. So do something every day that you didn't think you could. Number 10 is enjoy being by yourself. Find peace within yourself. Enjoy inner silence. So definitely enjoy that. Get comfortable with that silence. Number 11, this is a big one, huge one. The next time you're angry, stop whatever you're doing and deal with that anger. Find the underlying cause and put it to bed now. And I love what he says here. Anger beats anger, and stupid is usually the only result of something done in anger. And we're not allowed to say stupid at my house, so I'm sure I'm in trouble when my kids are listening to this. And number 12, what would you do if you weren't afraid to fail? Now go do it. Think about it and go do it. So I'm sure every time he gets in that boat, you know, there's a little question in his mind what he's doing. And actually with him, I bet there's not. And that's the difference is he, if he was afraid of it, he's decided to just go and do it. And so, you know, I just really admire him on multiple levels, business-wise, physically, what he's doing. Did he, as busy as he is, he's doing... It must be an hour of weights and training, and then an hour of cardio. I'm usually, when I finish up with the weights, or usually for me, it's one or the other, you know, if I'm lucky. And here we have, he's doing both every day. So little differences like that that obviously, you know, turn into champions. So.
Well, and a couple of years ago, he flipped a boat in Qatar and broke a bone in his leg and still did the next race. And then last year, he was in an accident where he cracked a couple ribs, ended up missing the Gold Cup, and then returned to race here. So he has his hurdles that he runs into as well during the summers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So that is 12 things from Steve David, our real estate guest today, to make this finish off as your best year ever. Once again, we appreciate the time having a superstar like him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, wrap us up with your Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender. And just encourage everyone out there to give me a call, 736-2621, and chat about your real estate needs.
Folks, thanks for tuning in again this week. We had a great time, and we look forward to having another great show next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.